Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by Aftersight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources. Find us at aftersight.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals who are blind or have low vision. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul. Today, we will be reading the following articles: News and Reviews, Trains.com Forums, and Ask Model Railroader. The first article is a continuation of News and Reviews, conducted by Cody Grifno and Bryson Sleppy. Rapido HO Scale GE 44-ton Diesel. A General Electric 44-ton diesel locomotive is the latest addition to the Rapido Trains HO Scale lineup. The switcher has an injection-molded plastic body, heavy die-cast metal chassis, and prototype-specific details. General Electric produced the 44-ton diesel locomotive from September 1940 to October 1956. More than 370 units were built during that time. Over the course of the production run, GE made changes to the 44-ton diesel, referred to as phases by railfans. Rapido's first run features diesels based on Phase 1C, 3, and 4 prototypes. The Milwaukee Road model is a Phase 1C. Spotting features include corner steps, no vents on top of the hood, side radiators, and solid hood ends. The sample we received is decorated as Milwaukee Road 992, one of three GE 44-ton diesels rostered by the railroad. The Class DE/3.8G-S was built in November 1941 as Milwaukee Road 1701. It was renumbered 992 in 1959 and retired in February 1966. The Rapido GE 44-ton diesel locomotive features a plastic body consisting of the two hoods and a separate cab. Details common to the front and rear pilots include plastic train line air hoses, footboard pilots, wire grab irons, and plastic uncoupling levers. Among the features on the front and rear hoods are factory-applied metal door latches, molded sand fillers, and a wire handrail below the headlight. A pair of cast metal two-chime air horns are attached to the top of the front hood. The sample we received is neatly painted in Milwaukee Road's orange and black scheme. The separation line between colors is sharp, and the lettering placement matches a prototype photo I found online. The full-size 992 had angle braces between the sill and corner steps. Drawings of the GE 44-ton diesel locomotive appeared in Model Railroader Cyclopedia, Volume 2, Diesel Locomotives, which is out of print. The Rapido model matches published data. Our sample has an ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder. I did the initial testing at the workbench with an NCE power cab. The 44-tonner moved at less than 1 scale mile per hour at step 1. At step 28, the model achieved a top speed of 36 scale miles per hour. That's 1 mile per hour faster than the prototype's top speed. Then I took the model over to our Winston-Salem southbound for real-world testing. The short wheelbase unit worked the industries on the compact switching layout without issue. The MoPower capacitor helped the model navigate turnouts and the 30-degree crossing without losing power. The GE 44-ton diesel made its debut 85 years ago, and examples can still be found earning their keep today. With multiple phase and detail variations, the Rapido Trains HO Scale Switcher is definitely not a one-size-fits-all model. Signed, Cody Grifno, Senior Editor. Facts and Features. Price: direct current, $189.95, with ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder, $299.95. Manufacturer, Rapido Trains Incorporated, located at 500 Alden Road, Unit 21, Markham, Ontario, Canada, L3R5H5, reachable at rapidotrains.com. Era, 1959 to 1966, as decorated. Road names, Milwaukee Road, Atkinson, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Boston and Maine, Canadian National, Denver and Rio Grande Western, New York, New Haven and Hartford, New York, Ontario and Western, Northern Pacific, Pennsylvania Railroad, Southern Pacific, Southern Railway, and Union Pacific. Painted red, blue, and yellow, but unlettered and undecorated models also available. 1 to 3 road numbers per scheme. Features: metal couplers at correct height, low trip pin on front coupler. Metal wheel stubs mounted on plastic drive axle gears, correctly gauged. Weight, 5.7 ounces. Tangent HO Trinity 4750 covered hopper. The Trinity Industries Pullman Design 4,750 cubic foot capacity 3-bay covered hopper is now available from Tangent Scale Models. Features on the HO scale car, designed from Pullman standard plans and field measurements, include road-specific details, Barber S2 100-ton trucks with rotating bearing caps and separate brake beam detail, and Katie scale couplers. The Tangent model is based on full-size covered hoppers built by Trinity between 1988 and 1995. The car builder acquired various P-S car designs and patents in the early 1980s. Trinity ended production of its own 4750 3-bay covered hopper to focus on the Pullman design car, which many railroads requested be brought back. Our review car is decorated as BN 466-404, part of the railroad's 466-000 through 466-999 series, built at Trinity's Greenville, Pennsylvania, under file number 2111, between June and October 1990. Trinity made modifications to its Pullman design cars during the course of the production run. Our BN review sample is a Phase 4 car. Among the spotting features are an overhanging clerestory roof, 4-piece trough hatch covers, 17 running board supports, 2 running board end extension supports, welded corners, long jack pads with bolster extension, and 18 exterior posts. Covered hoppers from this BN series were folded into the BNSF railway fleet following the 1995 merger with Atkinson, Topeka, and Santa Fe. Cars 466000 through 466999 retained their original numbers when they traded their BN Cascade Green for BNSF Railway Mineral Red. Tangent's Trinity 4750 3-bay covered hopper has a multi-piece plastic body consisting of the sides, ends, and bays, roof, bolsters, and center sills. The end cages are separate plastic castings with formed wire grab irons. Rooftop features include a 4-piece trough hatch cover painted to look like galvanized steel. The hatch covers are framed by a see-through etched metal Morton Design running board. The running board supports are painted cascade green, like they are on the prototype. Formed wire grab irons, painted yellow, are attached to the latitudinal boards above the full height end ladder. The brake system includes numerous freestanding parts, including the air reservoir, brake cylinder, center tube brake adjustment line, and control valve. The related piping is all formed wire. An Elcon National D-5600 brake housing is attached to the end cage on the B end of the car. Both ends of the car are fitted with etched metal crossover platforms and wire uncoupling levers. Underneath, the covered hopper has factory-applied vibrator brackets, center sills with access holes, and bolt-on outlet gates. The Katie scale couplers are body-mounted. Our sample car features a smooth, even coat of BN Cascade green paint. The white and yellow graphics are opaque, with the smallest type legible under magnification. The lettering placement matches prototype photos of other cars from the BN series. the AAR test wheels stencil was applied to full-size cars to indicate they were equipped with a new wheel design. Prototype drawings of BN's Trinity 4750 three-bay covered hopper were published in BNSF Railway Freight Cars Volume 1 by Robert C. Del Grosso, Great Northern Pacific Publications, 2004. The tangent model closely follows published data. The model will negotiate 18-inch radius curves. However, the overhang isn't very realistic. The model will look better on 22-inch and greater curves. As a BN fan, I'm thrilled Tangent Scale Models has added the Trinity 4750 three-bay covered hopper to its HO scale freight car range. The well-researched and detailed model would look good on any model railroad set between 1988 and today. Signed, Cody Grivno, Senior Editor. Facts and Features. Price, $58.95. Manufacturer, Tangent Scale Models, located at P.O. Box 6514, Asheville, North Carolina, 28816. Reachable at tangentscalemodels.com. Era, 1988 to present, varies by paint scheme. Road names, Burlington Northern, BNSF Railway, CSX, GATX Capital, General American Transportation Corporation, Interstate Commodities Incorporated, North American Chemical, and Union Pacific. 4 to 24 road numbers per paint scheme. Also available undecorated, ready to run, in 4 versions. Features. CNC machined 36-inch metal wheel sets, correctly gauged. Katy scale couplers, mounted at correct height. Weight, 5.3 ounces. 0.5 ounce too heavy per National Model Railroad Association Recommended Practice 20.1. The next article is The Trains.com Forums Are Back. First off, I want to apologize for how long it took to bring the forums back. We attempted to migrate the existing forums to a new version of the old software and realized after doing so that it was a disaster. Instead, we moved to a far more modern platform that is in the cloud. This platform is far more stable, and we are investing in making it a rich and engaging experience. Unlike the old forums, the new platform has a modern architecture. We migrated the content from the legacy platform to the new one and addressed many technical issues that frustrated users in the old system. You can upload large pictures and even video links. We are also developing many new features that will be implemented in the coming weeks that should make Trains.com forum experience far more positive. We hope you will encourage your friends and colleagues across the model railroad community to rejoin or join the new Trains.com forums. You can find the new forums at forums.trains.com or by scanning the QR code to the right. Please share your ideas on what we can do to grow the community. You can find me in the Trains.com forum as, quote, Freight Alley. See you there. Signed, Craig Fuller, CEO and founder, Firecrown Media. The next article is Ask Model Railroader by Cody Grivno. The Evolution of the MR&T Herald. Question. In the November Ask Trains video, you were standing in front of a display case filled with Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy freight cars. Some featured the familiar square MR&T Herald. Other models looked to be from an earlier era. What can you tell me about those cars? Signed, Bert G. Answer. Alan Cerny, an illustrator in Kalmbach Publishing Company's art department from 1975 to 1978, designed the square Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy, or MR&T, Herald that we've used on our freelance HO scale club layout since the late 1970s. Models featuring that Herald cover the 1970s to the present day. A few years ago, we decided to offer MR&T models appropriate for the steam and steam to diesel transition eras. The Herald Cerny designed was far too modern for those cars, so we needed to come up with something different. The Model Railroader staff worked with Rick Johnson, our now retired lead illustrator, to design era-appropriate looks for the MR&T. We came up with a couple designs for the steam and steam to diesel transition eras. The first and simplest was spelling out the MR&T's name in a railroad Roman style font without a herald. Many railroads did this over the years, including Gulf, Mobile, and Ohio, Norfolk and Western, and Northern Pacific. We've offered AccuRail's two-bay offset side hopper and 41-foot gondola in this scheme. We also worked with Rick to develop a Herald for the early days of the MERT. We stuck with a square shape, but spelled out the railroad's name over three lines. Think Detroit and Toledo Shoreline and Grand Trunk Western, among others. We've used this Herald on AccuRail's 40-foot woodside refrigerator car, 40-foot single-sheathed box car, and 41-foot gondola, as well as the scale train's steel offset cupola caboose kit. Then we wanted a scheme that would serve as a bridge between the steam-to-diesel transition era and the 1970s. It's not a big secret that I'm a fan of the Burlington Northern and its predecessor roads. I turned to the Spokane, Portland, and Seattle as inspiration, as its road names featured three city names similar to the Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy. The first car to feature the scheme was AccuRail's 40-foot steel refrigerator car. Though it looked okay, I wasn't entirely happy with the appearance. We refined the scheme on AccuRail's 50-foot double-door boxcar kit, shown in the image above. If you're curious what era an MR&T car is designed for, check out the product descriptions at shop.trains.com. Question: how do you look up an old article? Model Railroader used to put an annual index in one of the early spring issues, and there was once a website that had a cumulative index of Model Railroad, Railroad Model Craftsman, and other magazines. Nowadays, do you just have to page through every issue until you find the one you wanted? Signed, Tim Bernard. Answer: when you go to trains.com/MRR, you'll see a variety of drop-down menus near the top of the page. Go to Model Railroader Magazine and select Annual Index. There, you will find Model Railroader indexes from 2005 to the present that you can download and print out. To search for articles in Model Railroader, trains, classic toy trains, and garden railways, as well as other prototype and model railroad magazines, visit the Railroad Magazine Index website at rrmagazineindex.org. The complete list of titles on the Railroad Magazine Index website can be found by clicking on Magazines at the bottom of the homepage. There, you'll see the titles divided by subject, prototype, model railroad, museum, and historical societies, and newsletters. When I use the site to search for articles, I go to the Advanced Search page. There, you can enter the search term and date range. You can also select the magazines you want to search. For tips on best practices, click on How Do I Search? Question: what is the best adhesive to use for attaching cork roadbed to wood or extruded foam insulation board? Signed, Ronald Yeager. Answer: in Basic Track Work for Model Railroaders, 2nd edition, Kalmbach Books, 2014, Jeff Wilson wrote, quote, "Cork can be nailed in place, but glue is a much neater option. I prefer white glue for securing cork to plywood, and Woodland Scenic's foam track glue, correction, Woodland Scenic's foam tack glue, for adhering cork to foam," end quote. Jeff's ideas are just a starting point. If you're working on a wood surface, you can also use wood glue, caulk, and construction adhesive. Care must be taken when attaching cork to extruded foam insulation board, as solvent-based products may etch or burn through the foam. Examples of foam-safe products include DAP foam board construction adhesive, liquid nails projects and foam board adhesive, and Loctite PL300. In addition, we've used DAP Alex Plus and Dynaflex 230, both acrylic products, to attach cork roadbed to wood and foam surfaces. Question: was there ever an article on converting old rail cars to accept modern trucks or couplers? I have a few HO Tyco cars that need to be converted. Signed, Jason True. Answer: Jim Kelly and Andy Sparandio co-authored Katie Couplers in the May 1981 issue of Model Railroader. The article covered both N and HO couplers. The information you'll be most interested in for your HO scale Tyco cars is on page 81. You didn't mention which specific Tyco HO cars you have, but if I were to guess, they have snap-fit trucks. I would recommend replacing them with screw-mounted trucks. Various articles have addressed how to prepare bolster holes for screw-mounting trucks. Examples include filling the holes with spruce material, styrene rod or tube, and molding putty. Then you'll need to drill and tap the material to accept a screw. You may also need to file the bolster to bring the car and or coupler to the correct height. Another approach was presented in Tom Busack's article, Short Line Lumber Haulers, in the August 1985 Model Railroader Paint Shop column. First, he filled the bolster holes on the lifelike HO scale cars with epoxy. Tom then drilled a hole in the center of both bolsters with a number 50 bit and threaded them with a 2-56 tap. He next filed the bolsters to adjust the car and coupler height. Tom cut a section from a Katy number 5 coupler box top and cemented it to the bolster as a shoulder for the replacement trucks. The photo on the previous page shows an HO lifelike Thrall door boxcar that was modified with body-mounted couplers and screw-mounted trucks. The upgrades greatly improved the car's appearance and performance. Question: I was wondering if you could provide me with information on what kind of loads an oyster cannery sends and receives. Signed, Marcus Russ. Answer: I cast the net wide to help answer your question. I started internally. Trains associate editor Bob Lettenberger wrote 5 mind-blowing facts, Stillwell Oyster Car, on trains.com. In the article, Bob noted, quote, tank cars were tried, however, the internal temperature could not be controlled generally, resulting in overheating the oysters. In 1866, the B&O constructed several special express cars to speed live oysters packed on ice to Wheeling, West Virginia, Cincinnati, and Chicago. At the time, it took 50 hours to reach Chicago, far longer than oysters would stay fresh or alive on ice, end quote. Bob then went on to describe the Stillwell Oyster Car from the late 1890s. Though the car sounded like a good idea, it didn't work out as planned. Quote, the Stillwell Oyster Car was plagued with many of the problems that curtailed previous attempts, end quote. Bob wrote, quote, temperature control, rough handling, and transit time delivered dead oysters seriously lacking in freshness, end quote. The Stillwell Oyster Car is offered by the N-Scale Architect in 1-160 and Conowingo models in 1-87.1. Craig Wilson, a member of the operating crew at the late Jack Ozanek HO Scale Atlantic Great Eastern, added that bagged oyster shells were shipped in boxcars. He said that ground oyster shells were a common additive for animal feed, especially chicken feed. Based on practices at other food canning facilities, it's also possible that oyster canneries received cans and labels in boxcars, canning equipment in boxcars, flat cars or gondolas depending on the item, and propane or coal for heating in tank cars and hoppers, respectively. Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul.
You've been listening to the Model Railroader, brought to you by Trains.com. That's TRANES.com, in collaboration with AfterSight. If you've enjoyed this episode, we invite you to visit our website at AfterSight.org for more audio editions and original podcasts. For additional inquiries or to contact us, call us at 303-786-7777 or email contact@AfterSight.org. Thank you for listening. Thank you.